What I would like to do is caution our drivers and let them know that the bike actually has the same rules as a car.
Following a relatively quiet 4th of July, Ellis County is getting ready for the Tour de Capellan. Sheriff Scott Brown stops by to talk a little bit about the event and some biking safety tips on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're getting through the 4th of July and all was good. And, overall, everyone, had a good time and no problems. And maybe had a few people had to tell to get off the road a little bit. But other than that, it was good. And I appreciate that from everyone following the rules and being safe. And had a few fires in the county, but nothing too major. I'm not really sure those were a result of fireworks because we did have some lightning with some storms coming through. So, but yeah. 4th of July, busy weekend, but we can say it now. It was quiet. We don't use the Q word very often in law enforcement because that kind of jinxed us.
Has to be in retrospect.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Can't be in present tense. So
yeah, we've got a busy weekend coming up, though, within the city of Hayes as well as Ellis County. For those that are not aware, we've got the biking event coming up, and I never say it because the actual TDK or the Tour de
Capellan.
Capellan. And I always forget how to say that. So appreciate that.
I got the cheat, though. Just say Tour Chapels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they told me over in the Post side. They're like, don't try. Just say Chapels.
Yeah.
You can say Chapels, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I can. I can say Chapels.
So that's going to be very exciting. It starts on Saturday, this coming Saturday. Actually, kicks off about 7:30 in the morning. And we're going to have approximately 300 so far registered to partake in that. Those persons, those bikers, a lot of them are professional. They bike a lot. The ones that'll do the 100 mile in that. Yeah. That's not, you're going to go just bike 100 miles. So those are very seasoned persons, but we're going to have some people that perhaps are not as seasoned with this. And so what I would like to do is caution our drivers and let them know that the bike actually has the same rules as a car or a motorcycle. And so we ask that you get over at least 3 feet, if not take up in a whole lane if you can, as you're passing these. They will be running most major blacktops within Ellis County, meaning we'll have the Toulon, we'll have Highway 40, we'll have Cathedral, we'll have Pfeiffer Avenue, and we'll have Munger, as well as 240th Avenue that leads to Antonino. They'll turn. So there will be a lot of bikers out. Now, that will start about 7:30. That's the kickoff time, so to speak. And it will conclude around 3 or so. Now, there may be some people biking after that, but those are those 100-milers that will take a little longer. Law enforcement will be out. I will have multiple guys out running the roads. There will also be some signage. Unfortunately, I just got notice that the signs that we normally use through the county are unavailable because they are doing some other road work that needs to. So we will increase our patrols, and we'll just ask everyone to please be cautious. Give them time. They're just trying to get from point A to point B, and everybody enjoy the weekend. So,
you know, Scott, I'm curious, when you're coming up on a group of bikers like that, and if it's an individual biker, it's pretty easy to get around, but what's the best way to make your way around a group? Do you want to wait for an intersection, or are you just going to wait for it to be clear and flat?
Wait for it to be clear and take that lane as if you were going to pass another vehicle. Give that distance. None of us want to be involved in an accident. We definitely don't want to be involved in an accident with a bicycle because it doesn't fare well for the other individual. So slow down. Just because the speed limit says 55 doesn't mean that we probably need to drive by them at 55 mile an hour. Probably slow down a little bit as you're passing by them. Now, with that said, the bikes are not supposed to be stacked, for the whole lane. So they should be driving kind of single file, maybe too wide. And a lot of them do that. They're very cautious. And a lot of them are, as I said, very seasoned riders. And so those are the ones that you watch and you learn quickly what to do and what not to do. Most of them will be wearing bright colored shirts so they can be seen. They will also have helmets on with the red light in the back and flashers, as well as a lot of them run lights in the front so people can see them and those types of things. And those are great. You might also see some of them just wearing a vest, a reflective vest, as they're driving. So should someone have something occur or need some assistance, call 911 and we will be en route to that location. But we also have the organization also has sweepers that go by and they run the roads also. So in addition to us, there will be sweepers with signs on their vehicles and saying, hey, slow down, bicyclists ahead, and those types of things. So the organization or the group that is doing this has done a very good job of making sure that safety is of the utmost importance. So
I like that. You know, I saw this video online a little while back, and it was vehicles passing by. It was like a stationary bike, and the vehicles would drive by just to give them that feeling of how powerful that wind burst is and that speed as those vehicles are going by.
Yeah.
And it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it is. And if you've ever driven a motorcycle and you feel that when a vehicle comes by or passes you and it catches you, and it can definitely rock you off. But you know, as a whole, this is the third year, I believe, and let's knock on wood, we've been very safe. And like I said, we'll have additional law enforcement out there making sure that everyone's safe and running roads, and we will address any of those concerns of potential drivers' behaviors. Hopefully we don't have any of those. So that's a big thing. That's exciting that we're going to have that many people coming to town and partaking, and it's really cool. If nothing else, and people want to get out and about, drive to the churches, because they're going to be open if you want to take a look at the churches and see what's going on and listen to some really good musicians at those locations. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't know. We had one of the organizers, Kathy Romy, with us on Monday, and Jeff's dad is also one of the organizers. Yep. So he's going to go check out the Munger location right down the street from his house, right?
Yep. I mean, I'll probably check out some of the other locations as well, too. But, I probably don't have any excuse to not check out Munger. It's just right next door. So
everything's right next door in Munger,
it's
though.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. So aside from that, I would like to also just remind everyone in our community that fireworks are done for Ellis County, which I was just advised as today. You know, you come to the radio station and you get informed, because I didn't even know this. There is only one location that is allowing it, and that is Ellis for today. But all other locations within Ellis County, you have to have fired, you know, popped them before. And I just hope everybody follows that rule. We will stop by and speak with you, and hopefully you guys will cease if somebody is still popping them. We'll give you the courtesy of talking with you about it before a citation is issued. Okay. So, other than that, and one other, I guess I got one other thing, and cause that's kind of the way we always roll. We just kind of go with the flow. I know that there are a lot of people driving their ATVs and side-by-sides and those types of things. And I know we've talked about this in the past, and it seems like I keep bringing it up. This is really for the parents that are allowing their children to drive them. You must be licensed in order to do that. Any private property, they can drive all they want. But I've seen on a couple of occasions, and we've had contact with some where they're not licensed and they're running up and down the road. And that's really about safety. We'll talk with the parents and just let them know, hey, they have to be a licensed person in order to do that legally. On the farm, drive all you want. As long as they're not on the county roads and that, we just want everybody to be safe. So other than that, I don't want to sound doom or gloom, you know, all these rules and that. I hope everyone had a happy 4th of July and a safe one. The fireworks were great last night, and I had an opportunity to watch them. And it was a really nice 4th of July, with the exception of the rain. But we'll take the rain, too.
Yeah, so we need it.
We'll take the rain. So it's a fine line, but really good concerts.